Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Lighthouse podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how to stop worrying about what other people think. Okay, that might sound easier said than done. I know it is, right? It's a hard thing. Do you worry about what people think about you? Most people do. Okay, how to stop worrying about what people's opinion of you is. You know, believe it or not, it is most likely holding you back. It holds a lot of us back from really going after our dreams and really going after just living life big, right? I love to watch the show Shark Tank. I think about these people that come on there and they have some real guts. It like really puts them out of their comfort zone to get in front of these really strong business people and go to bat for their business. And I always like have mad respect for anyone that is willing to put themselves out there and go on that show. Pretty cool. But you have something really great within you. I want you to hear me when I say this, okay? You have something really great within you that you came here to planet Earth to share with the world. I love talking to people about their purpose and their passions in life. So many of us get stuck in life. We get stuck doing the mundane day in, day out, doing things that we don't really even like, that we're not pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone and really living in our zone of genius to share our gifts with the world. And why is that? I believe it's because of this topic we're going into today. It's because most people are afraid of failure. They're afraid of what people will say. They're afraid of what people will think if they put themselves out there. And I think it's the number one thing that really prevents us and steals our dreams and prevents us from going after that big, big life. So I have some things that I'm going to ask you today that we're going to dial into. And I expect things to change by the end of this episode. I expect you to be pumped and ready to go out there, because you're going to have some more clarity after this podcast episode. You're going to have some more clarity of, you know, you're going to go, yeah, that's true. I'm going to give you some courage. Okay. I'm going to share some courage with you because I've had other people share it with me. And I had to walk through that tunnel of fear to get to the other side, to really start claiming my genius zone and saying, yeah, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm going to live this passion of mine. So number one, I want you to ask yourself, I want to ask you this question. And when I do, I want you to go to who you go to first. Okay. The first people that pop in your head, who are your critics? Who are they? Most of us usually have a critic we think of when we're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm afraid to put myself out there. There's usually a person, at least one, but at the most about three. There's probably about 2 to 3 people for most people when they think about who their critics are, when they think, okay, I'm going to post this on social media, or I'm going to, you know, claim myself as an expert in this area, or I'm going to go after my biggest dreams. You think of a critic that would, you can picture them laughing at you behind closed doors or saying, oh my gosh, yeah, who do they think they are? Who do they think they are that they can do something special? So I want you to first get clear on who are your critics. Like, it's important for you to look at them. Now, you may be making this up in your head. It might not even be true. They might not even be paying any attention to you. But it's important for you to become aware of who they are, because we need to go to number two, the second question here. And this one is a really big eye opener for people. So if you can right now jot down your critics, go ahead and jot them down. But if you can't write it down right now, I want you to think of them. Just put them in your mind. Who are they? Okay. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's someone you love dearly. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's someone you're not even friends with and they're kind of an enemy or a past person, not even in your life anymore. Maybe it's an ex of yours or an old friend. Maybe they're not even in your life. And that person is preventing you from going after your dreams. Okay. It's really important for you to go, okay, who are these people? Put a name to them, jot them down. Okay. Number two, now that you have them in your mind and you know who they are and you've had the courage to look at them, do you respect how they are showing up in life? Ooh, this is a big one, right? Are they going after big, amazing things in their life? Are they living in their genius zone? Are they helping the world? Are they adding their creativity to the world? Most likely, the answer will be no. Because if they were, they would be focused on themselves. And most people that are big thinkers and movers and shakers in the world, they're not sitting around criticizing or making fun of anyone for doing that. They're actually supportive of that. They're like, yeah, go sister, go brother, go after your biggest and wildest imagination and make it happen. That's what they're saying. Okay. So it's really profound when we ask this question, do you respect how they are showing up? Are they someone who sits on the sofa, makes fun of other people? They don't really have a great life. And so they're hating on you and other people because they're jealous. This is a big thing to uncover to move the needle forward. Okay. The last question I have for you is that you've got two groups here. Okay. You have your critics, which maybe is one person or three people, at the very most, maybe a handful of people. And then you have another group over here. And this other group over here are the people that will benefit from you going after your dreams, from you getting out of your comfort zone and stop worrying about what other people think and going after that big life that you deserve. I'm not even talking about money. I'm just saying going after that greatness that you were meant to do here on planet Earth, you making a living from sharing your gifts with other people. Okay. So you've got that other group of people that will benefit from that. Maybe it's your clients, maybe it's your customers, maybe you have some amazing product that you would like to bring to market, or an amazing business you want to create, or maybe you want to become a coach or do spiritual work. Who is it that will benefit from that? Some of the people that will benefit from that is your family. By you being happy, by you being that example to them, your friends, by them seeing you succeed and you giving them permission because you are an example to them going after your big goals and aspirations in life. Okay. But I want you to come up with these two groups. Who are your critics and who are the people that will benefit from you going after this greatness and you actually having the courage to step into it? So also your cheerleaders, who are your cheerleaders? Because those would be your cheerleaders, those people that will benefit from it, because later, I promise you, they will be your cheerleaders. They will be clients that you serve, or, you know, your family that's so proud of you. So now that you've got this clarity, you've uncovered who it is that are your critics. Number two, you've uncovered whether you respect how they're showing up, which most likely the answer is no. Okay. And then number three, when you look at these two groups, your critics and your cheerleaders, who do you choose to focus on? That is really that simple. Who do you choose to focus on? Are you really going to let this small little handful of people steal this life that's waiting for you? That's how you stop worrying about what other people think. You have to get clear on who you're going to focus on And then you got to focus on those people. For me, I saw my critics and I saw the people that were waiting for me. And I kept getting a clear message that they're waiting for me to have the courage to step into the light, to step out, be seen, and claim and say, hey, yeah, I can help you. I've learned some things. I've implemented things in my own life that have totally changed my life. They've helped myself heal. I was the guinea pig first. All of the things that I do with my clients and the things that I share on my podcasts and in my group coaching and my one-on-one clients at my events, all of those things are all things that I walked through first and I implemented into my own life, and they helped me so much. And I couldn't deny, I knew they helped me. And so it was like, okay, I'm either going to keep this locked within me because I am a chicken and I'm too afraid to go and share it, or I am going to help a lot of people by saying, yep, here I am. I can be seen, and I'm going to put the blinders on and not worry about what my critics are going to say about me. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. It's a hard thing to do, but it's worth it. And it's only hard for a minute. And when I say a minute, I mean, depends on how fast you're going to walk through that tunnel of fear. That's what I call it, the tunnel of fear. And that is literally, you're on one side, your critics are here in the middle. Okay. You've got to walk through that tunnel past your critics to get to that other side of what's waiting on the other side. And those are your cheerleaders on the other side, but you got to walk past those critics. And it depends on how long it takes you. Are you going to crawl? Are you going to walk? Or are you going to run through that tunnel of fear? You decide how fast it takes you. But when I say a minute, it doesn't have to be long. But once you get to that other side, that's when life gets really exciting and really good, and you're proud of yourself and your loved ones are proud of you because you put the blinders on, you tuned out those critics of what other people were saying about you or what you were even thinking in your mind that they were saying about you, because it could all be made up. We don't know, right? We don't know what they're saying. Some people will say it to your face, but most people won't. They'll say it behind your back, which is why you can conjure up these ideas in our mind. And that's the thing that steals us, steals our life and steals our dreams from us. And it's silly, really, when you look at it. So get up, get going, and stop worrying about what other people think. But these three questions I've asked you today were really important for me when I was stepping into coaching, because look, you guys, my life was a total shit show before. I'll be the first one to admit that. And so I'm not saying it's perfect now, certainly not perfect, but man, it is so great. I have a great life. It's so much better than it was before. And it just keeps getting better and better. And I do live my life with joy and peace in my life. And to me, that's success. But I knew that a lot of people, I knew where I had been, and I knew that a lot of people had witnessed that. And in the beginning, before I had walked the walk, before I had, you know, stepped on a stage or done anything really in my life, as far as my business goes, when I was at ground zero at the very beginning, I had a lot of stuff to prove, and I had to walk through that tunnel of fear and get to that other side. So I'm not saying you shouldn't value anyone's opinion, that you should not care what anyone thinks. Sometimes people say that, they're like, I don't care what anyone thinks. And I don't think that's good. I don't think that's healthy. I actually really value certain people's opinion in my life. If my children don't think I'm being a good mom, or if they don't feel like I'm spending enough time with them, not if they're trying to put a guilt trip on me, but if they are truly valid in what, in how I'm showing up, then I need to listen to that. And I value that. I love that. I want to hear it. And I do care about their opinion. You know, I really value my husband's opinion. He's my North Star. And when he tells me something, I listen to that, because most of the time he's on point and I really respect, I know he's looking out for me. And so there are, you know, certain friends and family members and people in my life that I trust a lot, and I really value their opinion, but that's who I focus on. That's who I choose to focus on. And all the rest you have to tune out. You have to put those blinders on and those earmuffs and tune them out and go get what you deserve, because you really are here to do great things. So I'm expecting you to start stepping more fully into that place of courage. And if there's something that, you know, you've been wanting to do, but you've been afraid, do it. Okay. Post that post on social media, that inspiration, plan that event, do whatever that thing is, or at least start putting the needle into motion and stop worrying about what others think, because this isn't their life. It's yours and your cheerleaders and those people that are going to benefit dearly from you having that courage are waiting. So much love to you all. Thank you for being here. And I will talk to you next week. Mwah! Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.